Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The Score! We're back with more of The Score's playoff pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the playoff pregame show. And we are delighted to welcome in one of the real great people on God's earth. Let's just be honest about it. He is Mark Rohde joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And, hey, Mark, if I haven't done it, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Molly.
28 years old again? That's awesome.
That is correct. Every single year it's the same thing. I turn 38, actually, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Guys, it is unbelievable out here at Soldier Field right now. I would say about 25 minutes ago, I would call it a light flurry started to fall out here at Soldier Field, and that has switched now to a heavy accumulating snow. It is accumulating on the field right now. And I was also told by someone down on the field that it's like pellets coming down on everybody down there. Somebody who was actually in the snow that is falling right now. To top that off, it is very cold. And I can tell you that, as I did spend some time before the snow down on the field. So that will certainly be a factor, something to keep track of. I posted a video on my Twitter and on Instagram. If you want to check it out, it's quite the scene out here at Soldier Field. I'd say the stands are probably about half filled right now, maybe even a little bit less, as you know what the Bears fans are doing right now. They are hanging out in the parking lots, getting juiced up for this game here against the Green Bay Packers. And yes, plenty of green as well. I guarantee you the blue and orange will dominate. And the Bears are, by the way, they're wearing the all-blue uniforms, the monochromatic uniforms, which I love. I think it's a sick look. They have busted that look out for this game. Here's what you need to know, too, about the game. Rome Odunze, Kyler Gordon, they are good to go. How much they will play, how healthy they actually are, I can't tell you that right now. The inactive Chicago Bears today, with Rome Odunze being back, Jahdae Walker not going to play tonight. Jahdae Walker is inactive for the Bears. He has made some big catches, but he's the odd man out. Obviously, you want Rome Odunze to be the guy. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we knew that he was going to be inactive tonight. He will not play, concussion protocol. The other inactives for the Bears tonight, Luke Newman, Ruben Hippolyte, Amen Ogbogbamiga, and Joe Troyon Shoyinka. Case Keenum inactive as well for the Chicago Bears. And a couple of names on the Green Bay side. I know you guys have been talking about Zach Tom, their right tackle. He is inactive again for the Green Bay Packers. Dontavian Wicks, inactive, the wide receiver, and a gentleman by the name of Bo Melton, who had a pretty explosive play in the first time these two teams met. He is inactive today. As I just got, Olin, you'll love this. You're going to love this, Olin. Hold on a second. I just So I'm out in the hallway right now. There's a lot of traffic right now, people going to their various suites. And a gentleman by the name of George McCaskey just gave me a wave. I just thought you'd like
my guy, man. Me and George tonight, I'll tell you, I chest bump him today. We're on the same team.
I heard you
when
say
the Packers
that.
Are in town, man, we're all Bears. Both I saw him push that guy away in the parking lot. He's a
so
good
great.
Friend of mine now. That's George, man.
You know, oh, yeah.
He got a fistful of throat. Did he get a fistful of throat?
Yes.
Hey, he got a stiff arm from George.
Brody, tell George after he stiffed armed that guy, I'll work for him for whatever he wants to pay.
You feel good, George? The world wants to know. Okay, I just saw George again. He just gave the prayer sign, so he's ready. He just walked past again. He is ready to go. I'm now getting thumbs up from my favorite security guard as well. You rock too. Yes. All right. Lots going on out here, guys. Lots happening.
Hey, Grody, how about your pillow? Is he left tackle?
Yeah. I expect that Trapillo will be the left tackle today. Theo Benedet standing by. I mean, nobody has said that, but the way it looks like they're practicing and lining up, it looks like it will be Ozzie Trapillo out there. But, yeah, good question if they're missing the game, but he's still their guy at left tackle. And they've done a pretty good job of making sure that he's had plenty of help on that left side.
Mm-hmm. Grody, being a Chicago guy, doing the Cubs, doing the Bears, tell us what this game feels like down there as you're at Soldier Field. We've heard about the electricity of the first game. Tell us what it's like today as you were getting to that stadium.
I love it, man. I love it all. And I happen to live fairly close to Soldier Field, so it's about a 15-minute walk from where I live. So one of my favorite things is for big games is to just walk and soak it all in and just seeing all the different Bears jerseys. Like I said, the Packers jerseys sprinkled in there as well. You know, when you go through the tunnels heading to the museum campus, you got the Bucket Boys blasting away and everybody kind of yelling and go Bears as they walk through the tunnels. The tailgates are, you know, bigger and better than ever today. And I will say this, that, you know, I think that what has been uttered a lot this week on the Score, and I've been part of it, is that there's this nervous, anxious feeling like you get from Bears fans, because it's sort of a quiet, it's sort of a lull that's existed, I felt like, this week a lot of times in terms of the demeanor of Bears fans. What I saw out there on my walk in and just kind of hanging out with people outside of Soldier Field was a look of determination. Like, Olin, I'm seeing game faces from fans. Like, you don't see a lot of smiling and joking around and like, you know, getting out of control. It's just this, like, we're here to win. It's a business trip for these Bears fans. So it's really a great atmosphere. And the touch with the snow, looks like the snow is starting to tail off now. But that little touch, that little zap that Soldier Field just got, and we may get more. We may get more according to the forecast that I'm looking at. Like, we could see some more snow, maybe even around game time. And it'll just add to what's already going to be a great atmosphere. Another thing, too, is I was here, obviously I've been here for hours, and I was down on the field before the game, and so I get to kind of see all the rehearsals that they do to get ready for the game, you know, the national anthem. But one of the things that they were practicing is the hype stuff, and the sirens were blowing out here, you know, the stereo was on full throttle, so I got a little taste of how loud they're going to try to make it here. And obviously once the fans file in, they'll enhance it. And as I walked in, there were large buckets of orange towels to be handed out to all the fans. So no white towels tonight. Looks like it'll be orange towels tonight with the blue-on-blue Bears uniforms out here at Soldier Field.
Nice. I saw there was a thing on Twitter, too, that Io DeSumo with the Bulls is wearing a cheese grater going into their game tonight. So that's pretty awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that too. That's on my Twitter too. If you want to check it out, Emma had a good shot of it, so I retweeted his photo. Good for Io DeSumo. I love it, man. Like, civic pride just gives me goosebumps. Like, just seeing just the way the city's been all week. Like I said, it's been nervous, but just seeing everybody quietly wearing their Bears gear, the billboards become more prominent, the advertisements on the buses, you know, they become more significant. You just feel it. Like, everybody's sort of in on this together. Everybody kind of looking at each other with that business look. I got a lot of Bears as I walked in amongst the people. So that's good. It's good. It's a good feel out here, guys.
And, Mark, some of my favorite stuff is seeing the stuff from, like, 1970s and 80s. Like, guys wearing their dads and grandparents' gear. You know what I mean? Yeah. The stuff that's coming out of the closet that has not been worn in a while. You're right. It is such a good feel around the city. But I have one question this week. It was a quote from Ben Johnson where he said, all hands are on deck this week. Do you read anything into that? Is that just coach speak? Is there like saying that, hey, you know, Caleb might be, you know, pulling on some zone reads, things like that. Kyler Gordon is, all go. Roma Dunze is all go. Or is that just coach speak? What do you kind of read into
that? Well, no. I think, honestly, it's a great question, Patrick, because I think that his demeanor has been, and look, after the Detroit game, to be honest here, it's pretty clear by now that Ben Johnson aired out his team, and specifically the offense, more than any part of it. And I think he gave some pretty loud talks. And I think that if you listen to what Colson Loveland said, about what he said, hey, if you don't want to be here, don't be here kind of thing. It is all hands on deck right here. That's why, like I said, I don't know how effective Kyler Gordon is going to be, having missed all the games that he has missed so far this year. But that was a challenge to him. That was a challenge to Roma Dunze. That was saying, hey, guys, let's go. Suck it up. It's time. You get out here and contribute and be a big part of it. As far as, strategy is concerned, one thing I was thinking I wanted to bounce off of you guys, too, is with the issues that the Bears have had in the first quarters of games and actually scoring touchdowns on the first drive, which they haven't done forever, I wouldn't mind seeing Caleb take off a little bit early in this game in terms of using his feet. Maybe a planned run or two. Or if he just sees that opening, like a big, like nice 20-yard run. And I know, look, we all know he's being trained to be a pocket quarterback, and that's what he will be. That's what Caleb wants. That's what the coaching staff wants. I'd love to see Caleb draw a little bit outside of the lines and take off when he sees that opportunity, especially early in the game.
That's a great point by you, Grody. And look, when it's in, you want to learn how to be a pocket passer, and those guys win a lot. But today is just about winning this football game. And the Baltimore Ravens ran the quarterback draw ISO with their running back leading. And I'm sure Manungai and Swift could do that job. But the question I want to ask you was, any talk this week about the Bears, do they expect that LaFleur, with the way Malik Willis has been playing, that they might have a package for him? Or should they be ready, if they bring him in a game that you just talked about, to use his legs on maybe a zone read or quarterback runs? Any talk that they're going to be prepared for that in case it does happen?
I haven't heard much specific talk about that, Olin, but I do think it's a great point. I mean, that's one of the little parts of this is when Jordan Love did go down in that December 20th game, Malik Willis comes in and, quite frankly, looked way too good. Looked way too good for a second-string quarterback in that scenario. So, yeah, I mean, like, as much as we are so focused on what the Bears might do and what they might unload and what Ben Johnson might have in his back pocket, Matt LaFleur, look, that's a big part of this, too. Like, Matt LaFleur has a little bit of experience at this point. This will be his, I believe, his sixth playoff appearance so far. So he knows what he has done well. He knows what he's done poorly. He's 3-5 on the overall. For that matter, Jordan Love has had three playoff games. He is 1-2 in those games. We know that they demolished Dallas a couple of years ago on the road, and that was a huge deal for them as well. So there's all sorts of different factors popping here.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grody, just out of curiosity, do you have a player that you think particularly will have a good game tonight? Is there any member of the team that you feel has what it takes to kind of break out against these guys? Could it be the quarterback? Could it be the tight end, the rookie tight end? Do you think it's someone new, old? How would you pick a player?
Yeah. I mean, I love that you're – I was just thinking about Colson Loveland, actually, Molly. I was watching him very closely in warm-ups and just really wrecking, because I was kind of close up and I was just really – and people know this, but really appreciating the guy's athleticism and just watching him run routes out there and the progress that that guy has made relative to the beginning of this season. I think he could be a huge factor in this game, especially on third downs where, quite frankly, the Bears struggled, even in the win. I think they were 2 for 12, I think, in that game. Thank you very much. They were 2 for 12 on third down in that particular game. So I think Colson Loveland is a good bet. The other guy, Molly, that I would say is DeAndre Swift. I think DeAndre Swift could have a huge game. The Bears did go over 100 yards rushing in both of their contests against the Packers this year. I didn't get enough from Swift last week, even though he looked good. He looked ready. He just didn't get the ball enough. I think DeAndre Swift could have a huge game. Manungai as well, but Swift's really the guy that I'm circling, guys, to have a big game, especially looking at the field and seeing the snow that has accumulated out there, and who knows what other precipitation we might get as the night goes on.
And your expectations for Rome, is it more of a spot play, like in the red zone, certain run plays, you know, things like that? What's your expectations for him today as far as playing?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Patrick, I think he'll be more involved than we think, and I get it that he's been out for a while, but when you make the decision that you're going to activate him and deactivate Jahdae Walker, and I know Jahdae Walker's not had this huge volume of passes, and he's not like been this, I don't want to overstate his importance, but when you make that decision that, yeah, you're going full go with this guy, my guess is, while, of course, I can't sit here and tell you that I know he's 100%, and he even admitted, like, one thing that Roma Dunze did say was, you know, I'm probably not exactly where I want to be football shape-wise, but I think that they will challenge him out there, just per our conversation we were just having about what Ben Johnson said about all hands on deck, be ready. It might hurt a little bit. You know what I mean? It might hurt a little bit. The guys might be a little tired tonight. Guys are going to be a little cold tonight, but they're going to have to play through all that stuff. So I guess it's my long-winded way of saying that I don't think there's going to be a ton of limitations on Roma Dunze tonight.
Grody, I know that Ben Johnson took a little heat off his defense, but defense has been struggling the last few weeks. What was their message coming out of the locker room this week of how they were going to get things back on track versus the Green Bay Packers?
I talked to several defensive players earlier this week in the locker room, Olin, and there wasn't anything like some groundbreaking thing they said. I think the thing that stood out to me, I guess specifically, it was Nashawn Wright who said, "You got to tighten up." It's just as simple as that. It's not like they look at what schematically what they're doing and all that and see that there's a problem with it, except for maybe Jaquan Brisker. But they look at it as do what you're told to do and do it better. And they just haven't been doing that. And it's a huge concern. It's a huge concern. I mean, I still think back to all the explosives in that first game, the 28-21 Packers win back on December 7th, where it was just all, it was, you know, Jordan Love was over 300 yards, few touchdowns. the Christian Watson huge slant play, Bo Melton, who, as I said, is not playing, and then Jordan Love barely played in the second game. So that's still such a huge deal, and I do hope that they have figured something out to take a little pressure off to make things better in the secondary. But you guys know that at this point in the season, there's not a whole lot of magic and even like super strategy that's going to change right now in terms of getting these guys better. It's just be better, be tighter.
Great stuff, Mark. Great to catch up with you. Happy belated birthday, and should be a fun one. Did you pick the Bears, didn't you? I believe you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
I picked the Bears.
I knew we were going to end badly because of that.
Well, I did pick the Packers by a field goal. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good about the Bears' chances.
Good. I'm glad you're going to be wrong.
I did it. I hope, you know what? Like, we always say that. It's like the cliche thing reporters say. I hope I'm wrong, but I really hope I'm wrong. I hope we are having a conversation next week before the game, guys. You think I want to go to Halas Hall tomorrow morning for locker clean out? I don't think so.
All right. I knew he picked the Packers.
Are you taking back?
I rescind the happy birthday.
Yes, happy unbirthday.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing it for all the reporters who are afraid to do it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody had to do it.
Gutsy Grody. There we go. Thank you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
See you.
The things I wanted to say, I don't think Ray Diaz could beep out that much of what I want to say to Grody after he picked the Packers. So I figure silence, you know, I've grown. My maturity has grown, Pat, as you can tell. So
the names I wanted to call him weren't
going to be proper for radio.
I would hope, Olin, that if he ends up that way tomorrow, you invite him to the gym to introduce him to a little workout. Exactly.
Yeah.
Headset or big headset?
Look at Big Cat in there.
Get that left hand of Kyle Long's in there.
I'm sure Big Cat's still listening. He feels like slapping a few other guys. You
know, I know the name of one of them now. We'll be right back on the Playoff Pregame Show on The Score.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more of the Score's playoff pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and live on the free Odyssey app.
And now, flags come down, words back and forth, some pushing and some shoving, and the Packers are saying that a Chicago Bear started all this. Mike Carey to tell us.
After the play was over, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, the offense number 65, that foul will be assessed on the kickoff.
Boy, that's a long snapper. Patrick Manley, 65, right in the middle.
Clearly afterwards, things get rolled up here. He must have reached up and kicked at somebody. Guy was on his back.
Oh, yes, indeed. That is
that's a 98, man.
Welcome back,
hey, Mully. Olin, what did DJ say after the last game about the Packers?
Yes.
Blank the Packers,
all
right?
The time.
There we go.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying
yes.
right there.
As always.
Say, as always.
Always, yes.
As always.
Yes. And it's kick a Packer night here.
That's right.
At the end of the day, it's after Packers always.
Yeah, after Packers always. Playoff pregame show on the Score, and it's time for Who's Hot and Who's Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911, plumbing emergency. Call the professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. We're going with the quarterback. Caleb Williams is hot. Oh, he's hot. He's going to have a great game. And we're going to call cold the Packers because it's cold out and they can't take it. So to hell with all of them. Kick a Packer night at on the Score. Sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals.
A Packer, and if you see a Grody, kick them off.
24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Kick a Grody night, too. Okay, so we know we all made our predictions already, and I think we've already discovered that we think the Packers are going to win. Does anyone have a score they want to share?
I think the Bears, interestingly enough, I know everyone thinks it's going to be close. I think the Bears win pretty comfortably. I think they win 24-10 or 24-14 or something like that. I just think the Packers have too many injuries. The quarterback's been out for a while. I think the Bears are the better football team, and I think they have the better coaching staff. And if you really just look at it and take, like we keep talking about, these old boogeyman memories from playing the Green Bay Packers, and they're always the Packers, and they always, you know, whether it's 2010, Pat, or 2013, keeping us out of the playoffs, or always finding ways to win the football game. I don't see them, and I could be totally wrong, I don't see them as that team.
I'm with you. That's a great points there. Just the matchups, coaching-wise, players-wise, health-wise, I just think the players that the Bears have outmatch the Green Bay Packers. And then the Caleb Williams effect, I think it's time to happen. We've talked about in big moments in games where he plays well. Well, this is just a big game. Play well the whole time. We've been waiting for it, and I think he can do that. And then the strength of this team is the run game. And I do think that Ben Johnson has gotten away from it. I think he knows that and understands that he's got to lean on those guys. And you were talking about injuries for the Packers. They're hurt on the defensive line with Micah Parsons and Wyatt out, that lean on the guys that helped get you there, that got you through that meat of the schedule where you were putting up all those yards of the ground. I think they can just do that. And I'm with you, Olin. I just feel comfortable when you take the piece of paper of the offense versus defense and then the coaching staff, the Bears are better. And they got to go out there and do it. But I just think when you have that matchup, they're a better football team. And so be it. The Packers saying they want to play the Bears. Like I said, the Bears want to play the Packers. And I think tonight the Bears come out on top 24-17.
I love it. I think I took the Bears 28-27, but in honor of Volin's prediction, I'm just wondering, what would it take to get the Flower fired, right? I mean, if he loses this game by enough, shouldn't we kind of just wish ill upon him for no reason other than it's Bears-Packers? So I'll stick with my 28 and I'll go 17. I think that would be close to a breaking point for the fine people in Well, the people anyway in Green Bay.
Mully, why do you not like the flower? I've always wanted to know that.
I have no reason other than he's the Green Bay Packers head coach.
Okay. I didn't know if there was
something else. Honest to God, I think he's probably a decent guy. He's from Michigan. You know, my wife was born in Michigan. I'm not going to pick on him for that. It's just I don't know what it is about him that I don't like, but it might be the mustache. There's something. Don't you want to kind of just shave that mustache off? He has a David Niven look for a football coach. Grow up.
Now we're getting to the root, Olin. Now we're finding out why he's got the nickname.
Hey, I would think it would take an Indiana type performance by the Chicago Bears, right?
Yes.
Just kind of going out there and causing takeaways and putting the ball in the end zone and making it look easy if you're talking about what would put Coach LaFleur on the hot seat, with his football team up there. It would take probably a dominant performance by the Chicago Bears, right? So, which is possible with the way sometimes the Bears can take the ball away and this offense, what they are capable of. But like Pat said, they got to go out there and they got to do it, right? Everything mm-hmm. looks like it's gone their way. Zach Tom is now out. If you would ask me to list what players that I would have want out in this game, I might have listed the exact players that they do have out, right? I might have went Parsons and Devontae Wyatt and Elton Jenkins and Zach Tom and Tucker Kraft and said, man, if they don't have those guys, Chicago Bears will probably win this football game. So good opportunity here for Chicago Bears to erase years and years of demons, man, that Chicago mm-hmm. Bears fans deal with. And I got to be honest, a former player like me also deals with too.
Yeah, let me bring up the third phase for a little bit here, guys. Special teams.
Oh, please.
I think the Bears do have a considerable advantage here. I think Richard Hightower has done a heck of a job this year. I've been hard on him in the past. I thought he's got his unit buttoned up. I think Cairo Santos, what he's done kicking the last game, has been improving. Daniel Hardy, Josh Blackwell has been very good in coverage. Rich Bisaccia's unit is not great. I think there is an advantage there that something could happen. Devin Duvernay has shown that he can be a nice returner. And I'm going to give you a random name. That Reeves Maben, who is back, who's elevated. He is a heck of a special teams player. I don't know why they released him or moved him down or whatever for a couple weeks, but the weeks he was playing, they have three dogs. I call them dogs. And Daniel Hardy, yes. Josh Blackwell, and Reeves Maben is a good player. So he can make splash plays. I think he was second team All-Pro back in 2023 as a special teams player. But this is a matchup. Again, we were talking about what's favorable for the Bears and coaching and the run game and all that kind of stuff, special teams-wise as well. I think they have an advantage there, and that's something that could show up, maybe a takeaway or a big return or something like that. Or hopefully Torrey Taylor has some nice kicks and Josh Blackwell puts them on the 2-yard line. But again, that's another phase of this game that's important that they have an advantage in.
It looked like, too, the moves they made, like you're saying with Reeves Maben and even this Nikola Kalanick.
He's a good player.
They think they have an advantage there, too, right, where they're mm-hmm. trying to put activate really good special teams players. So, that would be awesome, right, if the special teams really affected the game in a positive way, as they have been doing.
And Richard Hightower did it when he was the 49ers special teams coach there in Green Bay a couple years ago. Blocked the kick. Robbie Gould hit the game winner walk-off, so he's put together some good game plans against the Green Bay Packers. I know it was a different coordinator, but Richard Hightower has done it before. So that's another. I just got to give him credit for how well he's done coaching and turned this unit around.
What about that turnover machine? Where are you at with that?
I like it.
Turn it on, Pat. Turn it on.
I do. I think Al Harris is preaching three today. I think they get three, and I do. I think the special teams can get one. I think just with the weather, I was going to say something maybe incorrect, but just the tight butt some people have sometimes when they're catching a ball in a weather and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that you might find a fun bounce or something like that. And I just think that the Bears do have an advantage with Devin Duvernay being the experienced returner as well, that something like that can happen. So two defensively, one special teams. Let's go with that.
Right. And like I heard you earlier in the week, Pat, on the radio talking about how Jordan Love will throw it up. And he's done it a few times, right? C.J. Gardner-Johnson had one in the first game. He threw a couple up in the second game that we didn't catch. And then, you know, Nashawn Wright causes the Josh Jacobs mm-hmm. fumble. So, obviously, those things we'd like to see from the defense. And I think he's had Jordan Love's had five interceptions in his last two playoff games. So, mm-hmm. Let's go get a few of those. And like you said, Pat, turn that – turnover machine on and make sure we score touchdowns off of our takeaways.
Amen.
And the only, just to clarify, Pat, the only reason LaFleur is the flower is because that is what his name says.
He oh, I know, Le, I know, I got it. No, 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 I know. I know my French.
Yeah,
no, I
know.
I don't.
That's all I'm saying.
I just figured that out. I just love that you say it with like just a little tone to it.
Thank
there's
you.
Something well, behind the there. I don't know coach. If his smug look on the sideline or whatever it is.
Shave that mustache.
Mustache and the hair, right? I mean, the hair doesn't have to be, like, from a guy who's balding, it doesn't have to be that perfect on the sideline.
He's got a little.
Do you think they have a barber up there at Lambeau Field?
Yeah, he's got a little.
I know the Rams, who are losing right now, I know their staff has a barber.
How
I know
about
I'm sure
the
Sean
Rams
McVay does.
Losing?
Yes, there's no doubt
the whole staff, right? Like, they look like Theta Chi on the sideline. That's like a fraternity house they got on the sideline there.
All right, we've got to thank a lot of people. First, we've got to thank Ole Kreutz for this show. It's been a really fast show, as they say in radio, thanks to your brain power.
I didn't do anything, man. All I did was stay on the group text. You know, we all got to work together.
You said Eureka.
Oh, that's a, damn it. I heard that one, Olin. But it was fun. It is fun to catch up to everybody and hear their stories, man. That's just to kind of build this rivalry. We don't need to build it up anymore, but hear how they feel about it.
And I think we all know what the matchups are, and we've been talking about it for weeks on end. So let's make sure they win them tonight. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Ray did a great job producing this show. We appreciate it. And thanks to Mitch Rosen. Mitch did a great job putting this group together. I certainly appreciate it. I think Pat and Olin probably don't as much, but that's okay.
No, we appreciate you, Molly, man.
Best in the business.
It's been great. It's been, you know, honest to God, whatever
Let's
else
not
you say
goodbye.
Say,
we'll be back.
Nope.
No, we're going to be back, and we'll see you next week. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just saying this has been – one of the funner years we've had doing this, and we needed this after previous seasons, and let's keep it going. It's nice to know you win a game tonight and you play again same way next week, probably Sunday night. I think they're going to NBC, but that's just a rumor I heard. We will be here for you the minute the game ends. You will get the post-game show the minute that the game is over. Feel free, come back and enjoy. Want to wish the Bulls good luck now that Io is wearing a cheese grater. It really fires me up. It's nice that they've got some local guys. And again, thanks to everyone for listening. We will be here for you. We will be right back at the end of the game, and we'll take your calls, and hopefully we'll all be having a little bit of a party. Thanks again to everyone. It's the playoff pregame show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.